Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So, I don't have testicles. And so I couldn't even imagine how difficult it would be to comprehend contraception and what would need to be done on those testicles. I have ovaries. And when you're younger, you really learn about the ovaries. You kind of get a pretty good understanding. You understand that those ovaries, man, they really direct, they're your compass. I got to tell you, man, my ovaries, they helped me get from class to class. I didn't know where calculus was, and I was coming out of my advanced Spanish class, and my ovaries are like, over here. Same thing with, you know, who to date. The ovaries would be like, you want that one. No, you want that one. There was somebody that was just drop-dead gorgeous, and he was interested in me. I mean, this is when I was in school. He's interested in me. He's drop-dead gorgeous. Great family values. You know, I love their family. And my ovaries were like, nah, no, no, he's not going to father your kids. And I'm like, why not? He's gorgeous. Please, please. And the ovaries like, nah, no. And I'm like, well, what are you going to do about it? They're like, we're going to make it impossible for you to enjoy sex, so it's not going to happen. And I mean, the ovaries hold me hostage. They do, which is what's going to be very interesting, because once I do get my hysterectomy, I kind of don't know what's going to happen. But when you are out there and you're single and you don't want to get pregnant, we women, there's tons of birth control options. Now, most of them free through Obamacare. IUDs are really, really cool. We've spoken about that, although I said goodbye to my T-man a couple weeks ago as I'm getting ready for my hysterectomy. But with men, not a lot of options. And people think, you know, guys don't want birth control. I don't know. I think a lot do. I think you have many men out there that, you know, like having sex, but don't necessarily want to get their partner pregnant. And when their partner does become pregnant, now they're on the hook. They have to decide or help them decide what, you know, sort of path is best for them as a couple, best for the baby, etc. And so, you know, when you look at what's going on with abortion and the hundreds of thousands of abortions being done each year, we obviously do have a birth control problem, a contraception problem, because if we have free birth control, if we have access to birth control, why do we have hundreds of thousands of unwanted pregnancies that are ending up requiring abortion? So male contraception is going to be a much bigger issue. And one lady, one inventor, thinks she has the answer, and it's called a testicle bath. And it's a testicle bath where you put your testicles in this little device. It won't squeeze them, I promise. And it's warm water. It feels like a hot bath. And then while your testicles are in there, they get zapped with ultrasound, sound waves. I don't see how that could even be a problem. To me, that sounds like it would be, you know, maybe even comfortable. I don't know. I'm a guy. To me, that sounds kind of good. I don't know. So it's a device. And it's called the COSO, or the COSO device. You fill it up with water. It's about this size. It would cost a few hundred dollars. Fill it up with water. You hit the button. The water warms. You then descend testicles in there for about, I think, 15 minutes. You have to do this every couple days. Do it for about 2 weeks. And you're supposed to then have contraception where the sperm mobility and motility lessen, which is supposed to give you a form of contraception over the next couple months. This has not been tested scientifically. I can't tell you if you're still going to have a sperm or a one-off that'll still go through and, you know, do what it needs to do to find the egg in the fallopian tube. But when you get pregnant, the egg, it's not just sitting there in the uterus, even though some pregnancies can happen that way. You get pregnant in the fallopian tube. So a sperm has to go from the penis into the vagina, get through that, and the vagina is a very hostile environment. Let me tell you, it is hostile. Getting through a vagina, I mean, you thought an Indiana Jones sort of obstacle course was rough. So it has to go through the vagina, then it has to go through the cervix, and the cervix is very tight, and that's a long track going up the cervix. Then it goes into the uterus, and then it has to go up into the fallopian tube. It takes us about a two-day travel, 2 days. And I know we're trying to go electric, you know, so who knows? I mean, maybe they have to charge somewhere before they go. And so that's such a long trip. Any sperm has to have their mobility, their motility, their morphology, their shape on target. And so warmness, heat, affects testicles sperm production, which is why the testicles hang away from the body. They just kind of dangle there. When you get scared, zoop, they come up with the cremaster. And, but most part, you know, they hang, which is why we really don't recommend tidy whities for guys. You know, we recommend the boxers, although I don't know how I could handle the hanging. I'd be like, oh, no, it's going to twist or torse. So I like the boxer briefs. I think the boxer briefs are pretty comfortable. But they're not ideal because if the testicles touch your body, they warm up because your body's 98.5 degrees and the testicles need to be a little lower in temperature. So the more warmth around those testicles, the more it affects the sperm. The sperm are very sensitive to that. So that's where this COZO or COZO is supposed to come in. And then I believe the ultrasound or the sound waves help affect the mobility or affect the production. But because it's not supposed to cause long-term damage, you're supposed to be able to get your fertility back within 6 months of not using the device. And the device, and I know some of you guys are like, well, why don't I just take a cereal bowl and just, you know, put warm water in that? Well, yeah, but the problem is you also need the sound waves. So, you know, this really hasn't been tested, so I wouldn't do it yet. Yeah. Honestly, the thing with contraception is you have to be 100%. So one sperm out of the millions is all it takes to get somebody pregnant. And so male hormones, condoms, you know, there's all these things that have been tried, and it just male contraception, we are still behind the times on. And I think there's a lot of guys out there that are like, I want this. I don't want to have a baby when I'm not ready for one. So we'll see what happens with it. By the way, testicle bath, bathe the testicles anyway, whether you do it for fertility or not. 1-877-DR-ALLIE, don't go away. Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're in October, mid-October, and you would think would start getting some rain, would start being able to kind of get out of fire, wildfire season, but no, it's still in full force. And now we have the Alisal or the Alisal fire, which has shut down a section of the iconic Highway 101 in California. It's shut down Amtrak lines in Santa Barbara County, and it is now a 14,500-acre fire burning 20 miles northwest of Santa Barbara in Refugio Canyon. It was only 5% contained as of today. According to CNN, the fire grew quickly after sparking on Monday. I think like it went from 0 to 6,000 acres before anybody even knew. 1,300 personnel are responding to the blaze. More expected. They say to join the effort. They're hoping for favorable winds for fixed-wing aircraft to engage. It's been so windy, some 35 to 40 mile per hour winds with 70 mile per hour gusts. You can't fly in that. So they haven't been able to have a lot of air support. California, as you know, has had a devastating wildfire season. It's been exacerbated, they say, by the climate crisis. And 90% of the state is experiencing conditions as harsh as extreme drought, the second most severe category, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. So it's really hard to put out fires when you have dry brush. You don't have nice, wet, cool, juicy, rooted plants. You have dried out, it's bad. So this fire has led the Santa Barbara County Sheriff's Office to issue evacuation orders for areas between El Capitan, Beach State Park, West Camino Cielo, as well as Arroyo Hondo Canyon and Refugio Canyon. Evacuation warnings were also issued for other nearby areas. So currently, California is in the midst of 10 large active fires, according to the National Interagency Fire Center. One of those fires, the KNP Complex Fire, has already destroyed many of the state's iconic sequoia trees. Sequoias are beautiful. That fire is only 40% contained after 88,000 acres have been charred since September 10th. 20 California counties have been warned by utility company PG&E that they would see a public safety power shut off Thursday in response to weather conditions because they don't want to fuel another fire. So which counties are on alert and going to be at risk for these blackouts? Butte, Colusa, Contra Costa, Glen, Humboldt, Kern, Lake Napa, Plumas, San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara, Shasta, Sierra, Solana, Sonoma, San Lasalle, Tahama, Trinity, Yolo, and Yuba County. It's just sad. It's just right now thousands are under air quality watch. We have air pollution issues, smoke and ash. We spoke about a lot of the things in the air. Not only are you dealing with smoke from the fire, but what the fire is burning. So as structures burn and it's asbestos and the metals and the chemicals and things like that, you know how you don't want to breathe in burnt plastic? Well, a lot of people have plastics in their house. Those plastics get burnt. Not to mention sap and insects and things like that in the trees. And so, in Nevada, we have seen animals that we shouldn't coming into residential areas like snakes, mice, things like that, because if they can't live out in the wildlife because of dry conditions and smoke and bad air and they're not finding good food, they come to residential areas. We had a rat in the house the other day. I mean, our cats are supposed to be doing their job, unless maybe the cat brought it in. Of course, none of the cats could be found. It wasn't for the dog. We wouldn't know. And I think it was a rat. It was a really cute little mouse. But no, it wasn't little, but it was a big mouse. So I guess it was a rat. I don't know. So we got it out of the house. And we're not supposed to have those coming into the house. So either the cats are bringing them in because they're bored, or they're trying to find food, and they think they could find food inside the house. Scorpions have come in, snakes. These are things that want to come in. We don't really have the doors wide open. I mean, we got doggy doors and things like that, and I know the animals go in and out, but it's as you have these thousands of acres burned and charred, animals flee. Animals have to go somewhere. And so that's why we're going to start seeing more of these animals come into, residential areas. Those of you with heart or lung conditions, older adults, pregnant people, children, they say should not spend, according to CNN, too much time outside and limit outdoor exercise to avoid inhaling the smoke and particles in the air. 1-877-DUCK-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So selling moccasins could get you canceled or in trouble. And so what has hit the news is there's a Minnesota-based shoe firm, and they have had to apologize for making moccasins because their shoe firm is not owned by Native Americans who pioneered the design of the traditional footwear. The popular brand Minnetonka issued a statement admitting the company had made money through, quote, appropriation of Native American culture over the past 75 years. They say, we deeply and meaningfully apologize for having benefited from selling Native-inspired designs without directly honoring Native culture or communities. Minnetonka has been making their popular shoe since 1964. Now, they timed the apology to coincide with Indigenous Peoples Day that has taken over for Columbus Day. So, interesting, CEO David Miller had issued the statement, and this is something I'm mixed on. Because, you know, cultural appropriation is a term that is being used now when a person or groups adopts visual elements of an often persecuted ethnicity's identity without acknowledging it. This is according to Daily Mail. And cultural appropriation, this is kind of interesting because there's a lot of things we do that we don't realize have various roots. And so, like, some of you guys will say there's a glitch. There was a glitch in the system. Well, glitch is a Yiddish term. It's not an American English term. It's a term that means small malfunction, and it comes from Yiddish. Yiddish is a common day-to-day language that is a mixture of Hebrew, German, Aramaic, Slavic, and Romance. So as a Jew, if you use the word glitch, or you use the word blintz, or bagel, or called somebody a slob, or a klutz, I don't think of it as cultural appropriation. I don't. And now I can't speak for everybody, but these are words that are in our vernacular, and I actually think it's a compliment. You know, I think it's cool that you guys are using terms that a society or group of individuals who have been persecuted get to actually be accepted into society, and some of their vernacular is used. It's a form of societal acceptance. If you said, we're not going to use any of those terms because they're Jewish, well, then that looks bigoted and racist. So but with moccasins, on the flip side, on the other side, I've always wondered when I go to, if I travel or there's these little, let's say, shops or even tables of people selling things. And they're authentic. They were made by them. And you see, if they have to compete with a big box store for something that, you know, is a part of their culture, I understand that, you know, that's got to stink. Where it's like, look, if you really want true moccasins, come to us. We're the ones that make them. So I could see that. I could see how that's an issue. My problem, though, is I really want people to appreciate other cultures. And so I want there to be, I don't want everybody so afraid of, considered biased towards Native Americans that they get rid of anything in their city or store or whatever, so that they don't get blamed for this. You know, the Washington Redskins, it's been a big, big controversy as they changed their name to Washington Football Team because the NFL didn't want to culturally appropriate the Native Americans with the football team. But there's no celebration, you don't see any, it's almost like they got rid of the whole Native American culture. And some people might think that's appropriate. It didn't belong in the NFL. But so they're like, okay, well, then we'll get rid of everything Native American. But then how do you appreciate it? How do you have, how do you appreciate the culture and be reminded? So I'm afraid that everybody's going to go all gray with everything and then no one's going to appreciate culture. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New COVID cases, hospitalizations, and deaths continue to trend downward, according to CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky. The average daily deaths across the United States is around 1,400. We have liftoff as actor William Shatner launches into space.
After being delayed for a day for weather, the Blue Origin's New Shepard flight has launched from West Texas.
5, 4, command engine start, 2, 1.
Traveling just over 351,000 feet from the launch pad, the booster rocket returned safely with a perfect landing. The capsule, with the astronauts including William Shatner, deployed 3 parachutes and landed perfectly as well at 11 a.m. Eastern.
How about that, guys?
How about that, guys? That was unlike anything they described.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News. The United States with a big announcement regarding our northern and southern borders.
The U.S. planning to reopen its land borders to fully vaccinated Canadians and Mexican citizens. As a senior administration official has told reporters, travel restrictions will be eased next month for America's neighbors visiting for non-essential reasons. That will be expanded in early January to any fully vaccinated foreign traveler crossing the land borders. The border restrictions have been in place since the start of the pandemic. Filing from our New England Bureau for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There may be some benefit to administering a Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine booster shot. That's according to the staff at the FDA, which released its thoughts on the inoculation. They say there may be some merit to giving folks another dose 2 months after they get their initial shot. The J&J booster will be discussed at a meeting on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a Florida family is absolutely heartbroken and shocked after their fully vaccinated 58-year-old father, with no comorbid conditions that we know of, died of COVID. It was a father, a husband, 58-year-old Vincent Conadair, would ride his motorcycle, loved being by the ocean, going on vacations with his family. He spent a month in the hospital and ended up dying September 19th of COVID. According to his wife, Jamie Conadair, it's unimaginable grief. He was a beautiful, handsome, strong, healthy, kind-hearted guy who was loved by so many people. And they had met back in 1985 at the Palm Beach Post, where Vincent Conadair had worked for 36 years. So they said he had no pre-existing conditions and was fully vaccinated. By fully vaccinated, he got the Johnson & Johnson shot in March. She said he did what he was supposed to. He did what he was told to do. He was trying to protect his family. He just felt like it was the right thing to do. He felt that if he did get COVID, he would not die, that it would save him. Now, the CDC reports that out of the more than 185 million fully vaccinated Americans, 6,600 have died of COVID. That amounts to one out of every 25,000 fully vaccinated Americans dying of the virus. The majority of them are over 65. He was 58 years old. Now, even though none of the companies have ever claimed it would be completely effective, public officials have been different. Public officials are saying, get the vaccine, get the vaccine. Even Biden said, you won't get COVID if you get the vaccine. It's all about get the vaccine, get the vaccine. We'll let you not wear a mask. We'll let you go to work. We'll let you do this if you get the vaccine. And there's been studies that have been kind of coming out discussing natural immunity. And maybe somebody vaccinated plus the natural antibodies are going to be at the highest level of protection, which is, I think, what another study has just found. Not that I want any of you to get COVID on purpose, but, you know, natural immunity is something that many people are asking for, and they feel like the vaccine will prevent you from getting it. And the family still is telling people to go ahead and get vaccinated. She says, I still feel like it's the right thing to do, but do not let down your guard. You still need to wear your mask. You still need to stay away from super spreader events and follow all the other guidelines. So he survived by two children, his wife, a lot of people who loved him and knew him. But it's heartbreaking when you see somebody who, quote, do what they were told, did what they were, quote, supposed to do. And the reason why I'm so anti-mandate, I support the shot, but I'm anti-mandate, is when they do a mandate such as this, where they're like, look, you don't get to go to work, you don't get to walk into the building unless you have the vaccine. That kind of gives the impression of the vaccine makes you invincible. It doesn't. Even Oscar De La Hoya, he's in the hospital. He goes, I did what I was supposed to do. I did what I was told. Everybody keeps saying they did what they were told. They did what they were supposed to do. Maybe what we're telling people to do should change. Maybe what we should be telling people is, look, guys, COVID can kill whether you're vaccinated or not. You can still carry the virus when you're vaccinated or not. Vaccines will protect you more. We think it'll protect you a lot more. But just because you get the vaccine doesn't mean you are allowed to work and feed your family when somebody unvaccinated is. We're all in the same boat. And because a vaccinated individual can still get it and die, they could still spread the virus. Just do away with the vaccines or the mandates. I'm sorry, not the vaccines. I like the vaccines, but the mandates. It just doesn't make. I hear people all the time. They go, you know, can I come over? I've been vaccinated. That doesn't mean jack diddly squat to me if you're vaccinated. If you're vaccinated, you can still carry the virus. Yeah, come over. Come over whether you're vaccinated or not. I would rather you be vaccinated to protect you in case it's floating around the house. But, I mean, you telling me you're vaccinated means nothing in terms of my health because you could be lying. When somebody goes, I was fully vaccinated, well, we're already hearing that the Johnson & Johnson shot leaves a lot to be desired. In fact, many people are saying that, you know, those with Johnson & Johnson are probably going to need to get a Moderna or a Pfizer booster. We spoke about that. If the Johnson & Johnson vaccine was your first COVID shot, they're going to probably boost you with an mRNA shot because the mRNA seems to be stronger. This is a study that was released today. And it's something that we knew. It was sponsored by the National Institutes of Health. It involved 458 volunteers. They were divided into 9 groups with roughly 50 volunteers in each group. Those who initially got the 2-dose Moderna vaccine got either another Moderna shot or a Pfizer shot or a Johnson & Johnson shot as a booster 4 to 6 months after their primary immunization. Those who got the 2-dose Pfizer vaccine got either another Pfizer or a Moderna or Johnson & Johnson. People who got the one-shot Johnson & Johnson either got another Johnson & Johnson, a Moderna, or a Pfizer. Then the researchers looked at their antibody levels in all of those people 2 weeks and 4 weeks after the boost. People who got their Moderna vaccine for their original shot and then a Moderna booster had the best immune response. Those who got a Pfizer and then boosted by Moderna, or a Moderna and then boosted by Pfizer, not really much of a difference. But the most significant finding was people who initially got Johnson & Johnson seemed to have the best response if they got a Pfizer or Moderna. So as Johnson & Johnson is submitting their data for boosters as well as pediatric, the Johnson & Johnson booster did help. But it looks like mRNA helps more. So, you know, I think we need to stop, you know, this idea of I'm fully vaccinated. Fully vaccinated is supposed to just be that. You got the full vaccine dose. I think we need to stop saying that because now that the immunity is waning, I really worry that my vaccine immunity is much less than somebody who's been in the hospital for months, who, by the way, got fired, right? These doctors and healthcare workers that didn't get vaccinated that have been working with COVID patients directly every day since the pandemic began get fired, but I could get a job in their stead. What's wrong with that? That's not right. Speaking of which, by the way, former Texas hospital workers demand their job back after the governor bans vaccination mandates. Former Houston Methodist employees who resigned or were fired for not complying with the system's vaccination requirements are now demanding their jobs back after Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued an executive order banning COVID vaccine mandates. The governor's executive order was issued on the 11th. It bans any entity in Texas, including private employers, from enforcing COVID-19 vaccination mandates. The order states that no entity in Texas can enforce vaccination against anyone, including an employee or consumer, who objects for any reason or personal conscience based on a religious belief or for medical reasons. They say a lawyer representing more than 150 former Houston Methodist employees parted ways because of this mandate. Houston Methodist President and CEO Mark Boom said he's disappointed in the governor's order and that system leaders are reviewing the order's implications. You see, look, he's a doctor. He's an MD. I don't understand how doctors are split on this. Vaccinated individuals walking into a building can still carry virus, and a study found the same viral load as an unvaccinated. So I think what it really is if you have somebody who gets COVID, you as an employer are out of an employee for the time they're either isolating or they're being treated for their COVID. That costs money. And if you're a company that has to give paid leave for somebody with COVID, you're going to go under because anybody can say, I have COVID, sorry, or I think I have COVID. Even though my COVID test is negative, I feel like I have COVID, let me stay home. Well, you're paying for people to stay home then. So if they're vaccinated, you feel like, okay, they're not going to then go home. But a lot of vaccinated people still get COVID. That's what makes it so weird. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY, don't go away.
Stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. D-A-L-I. So leaked Border Patrol documents show a mass release of illegal immigrants into the United States through the Biden administration. This is no shock. This is being reported by multiple outlets, including Yahoo News, Fox News. But Yahoo News is saying that from documents obtained by Fox News, 160,000 illegal immigrants have been released into the United States since March. This is including a broad use of limited parole authorities to make more than 30,000 eligible for work permits since August. This is according to Border Patrol documents. The documents give a partial snapshot into how the Biden administration has been releasing enormous numbers of migrants into the U.S., often with little to no oversight, supervision, or immediate risk of deportation. Since March 20th, at least 94,570 illegal immigrants have been released into the U.S. With, quote, notices to report. So if you get a notice to report, it means you get to live in the U.S., technically illegal, undocumented, but you have to check in with an ICE office when you get to your final destination. That could be anywhere across country. Those who check in will not be deported or detained as their immigration proceedings move forward. So this immigration pathway is kind of half-assed. All right, you're caught, you're illegal, you're caught. But rather than going to the back of the line, because these other people have been doing it the right way, we'll let you in, but make sure you report in. Well, people aren't going to check in. Since August 6th, the administration has released roughly 32,000 immigrants into the U.S. via parole. This gives migrants a form of legal status and the ability to apply for work permits. Federal law says parole authority is to be used on a case-by-case basis for, quote, urgent humanitarian purposes and significant public benefit. Typically, only a handful of parole cases are granted by officials, but the Biden administration has been using it more broadly, they say, including in its parole of tens of thousands of Afghans into the United States as part of the Operations Allies Welcome. Former Border Patrol Chief Rodney Scott, who served under President Biden, reviewed the documents and told Fox News that he believes the administration is abusing its parole authority. He said, by law and regulation, a parole shall only be granted on a case-by-case basis and only for significant humanitarian reasons or significant public benefit. Neither of these appear to apply to the current situation. The number of paroles begins to question the review and approval process. He says, as field chief, I don't believe I ever approved more than 5 or 10 paroles in a single year. When I did, he says, I ensured that the alien was monitored, quote, he says alien was monitored continuously and was detained or removed as soon as the circumstances allowed. The documents are also showing that since August 6th, the administration has released an additional 40,000 illegal immigrants on their own recognizance. The documents also show that on one single day in Del Rio sector, 128 single adult illegal immigrants were released into the U.S. without ATD, which is a ankle tracker, or there's an ankle monitor or a phone. Customs and Border Protection official told Fox that mechanisms like paroling, the use of NTRs and enrolling migrants in alternatives to detention provides mechanisms to require family units released from CBP custody to report to ICE within a specified time. The official also cited figures that show that between 2014 and 2020, 81% of those released in the U.S., they didn't report for their immigration proceedings. The agency has not released its numbers for September, but both July and August, there were more than 200,000 migrant encounters. These are some of the highest number in decades. Since then, migrants have kept coming in large numbers. According to the documents, the Rio Grande Valley encountered 5,900 migrants in 1 week, while Del Rio accounted more than 2,900 in the same period. Okay, so who's in charge? Well, DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has repeatedly claimed that the border is not open. He warned officials of a worst-case scenario of up to 400,000 encounters if Title 42 public health protections were ended. Now, obviously, you know, there was a big difference between administrations. Trump was like, let's build the wall. You know, especially with COVID, we're going to clamp down, we're going to lock down. This administration has said they've been emphasizing root causes like poverty, corruption, and violence. I don't really see that happening. I know Kamala went down for one meeting. I don't really know what Kamala Harris, what else
she's been doing on that front. And mind you, I come from a family of immigrants. I come from people who needed to flee the Holocaust. And they couldn't come to America because ships were turned back. And so they went to Palestine, which later became Israel. And in the 60s, America allowed a certain number of German visas of people who were Holocaust survivors. And so my grandmother, who was from Germany and had escaped the Holocaust and persecution, was able to take her family from Israel and then come here to the United States. They all had to learn the language, take tests. There was citizenship examinations, and they did that. And then they got jobs, and they worked, and it was a, you know, it was a process that was very well thought out. And so, you know, I'm not against, by any means, us being there for people who need help. On the flip side, something just isn't right. You don't hear of anybody flooding New Mexico. New Mexico is already a blue state, but Texas, you're hearing about people released in Texas. And what's also interesting is they're all bringing up President Biden, President Biden. Is it because somebody's down there passing out the T-shirt saying, look, okay, we'll let you in, you know, but you got to vote, you know, Democrat, you got to vote Biden. And I know that seems like a long shot and it seems like a conspiracy theory, but it is interesting when you see people with Biden T-shirts and say, Biden's letting us in, Biden's letting us in. So it's a, obviously, it's, you know, and yes, many of them could say, yeah, Biden has opened the borders. But you wonder if somebody is still reinforcing, look, all right, make sure you say that so that people realize who gets credit for this. And then we talk about the health issues that could be coming over. Multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis, COVID, measles, hepatitis A, hepatitis B, HIV. Depending on where the migrants are from, there's many diseases that many of them have not been able to be treated for. I would love for us to treat people and get them better, but our healthcare system is already very stressed. It's also, you know, we're hearing hospital systems are already at their limit. And while every time there's a wave, businesses and Americans are getting punished with mandates and masks and all sorts of other things. They seem to be, I'm watching these caravans of migrants, no masks. Yeah, you're not seeing masks on the, I mean, there's just this inconsistency. And so when you do have people that are quote unquote illegal, you know, are they going to be wanting to take the jobs that we have a labor shortage? You know, we were having an issue where we had high unemployment, and years ago we were worried that those who are undocumented could take the jobs from citizens who need jobs. Well, if Americans don't want the jobs, I'm for whoever wants the jobs to get the jobs. That's on American. But then why are we paying Americans to stay home? Why are we making it so easy? You know, a lot of these immigrants realize we have a labor shortage because Americans don't want to work. So if Americans don't want to work and go to the jobs, and you have many migrants that are like, they don't care about COVID. They don't, fine, they'll take the job. And we'll give it to them. I mean, we're having supply chain issues. We have major issues where we have people not being able to do the work that needs to be done. So, you know, we have willing people. But the problem is if we're all about public health and we're all about safety and who's vetting many of these immigrants? Where's the vetting? How do we know there's no cartel? How do we know there's no Taliban? 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no. Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.